Begin the current daf Mizachziva Mizdav Kuf Tezva. Begin on the bottom of Kuf Yedal Mabez, on the bottom line, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf from the Mishnah that opened up this parak. That is, the Mishnah said that a woman that goes overseas with her husband is believed when she comes back to say that her husband died, and therefore she could get remarried, she could do Yibum with the brother-in-law. Now, however, the Mishnah said that there's two variables that are necessary to believe her. One is called Shalom Beinoy LeBeino, and Shalom Beyoylem. There has to be a harmonious relation between her and her husband, because if not, if there was ketata, then we might suspect that he's actually still alive, but she wants to marry someone else so that she becomes forbidden to her husband because she doesn't want to stay married to him. And there has to be shalom ba'olam, peace in the world, because if it's a time of war, where then maybe even she didn't really see him die, but because of the circumstances surrounding the element of his danger, she's going to speculate and conjecture that, oh, for sure he's dead, even though she really didn't see him, but because something happened in the war zone, she's like, oh, for sure he's dead, and she comes and says, yes, he's dead. Because of that is Muhammad Ba'ilam, we don't believe her, because maybe she really didn't see, and it's just because what's called Bididami, she's speculating and she's thinking that that's for sure what happened, she's saying that, but she's not really believed. Now, that the Gemara continues, says, Ibailu, that the following question. Let's say she establishes the fact that there's war in the world. In other words, let's say we didn't know in that faraway country that she went with her husband that there was any type of war. It's only based on her testimony that we know that it was a wartime. Mahu, what would the halacha be like in that case? As the Gemara explains the question. Mi amrin, and do we say what's a halachic concept known as migui, that since, and that is what's called mali l'shaker. She could say, what do you think I'm lying? What do I have to lie for? And that as the Gemara continues at the top of Kof Tez of Vav and Al, Dibaya Amr Shalom Olam, if she really wants Bezdin's consent for her to marry someone else, she could have just said nothing, not to say that there's a war. She could have said that, as people would assume, that there was peace in the world, and she would be believed, because there's no reason to assume not like that, and she'd be believed that he's dead. So now also we should believe her that he's dead, because that's what the power of Migu is. There's something called Nemanis, which is belief. How much do we invest into what this person is saying? So when one person comes and says, usually we don't believe, but in the case of a woman, that she's believed to say her husband died. Now, when there's reasons of suspicion, we say, oh, maybe we're not going to believe you. You didn't get along with your husband. There's war in the world. But the reason why we're detracting from her belief is only because she said that there's a war. Now, had she not said that, we would have believed. A regular woman says her husband died, she's believed. And therefore, she has this migui, since I could have said like this. Now, I didn't say that, I said there's a war, but believe me that he's dead, because if I really wanted you to believe me, I'm not lying, because if I was lying, I could have said nothing about the war, and then you would have believed me anyway. So believe me now that I'm saying that there's a war. That's one side of the question. Or maybe that here you cannot say that halachic concept, this migu known as mali l'shaka, that what, you think I'm lying? If I wanted to lie, I could have said something that I for sure would have been believed. Because the reason why we detract from her belief is not because she's intending to lie, rather because kiven the ichzika, since she knows and she established this fact that there's a war, so amri bididami. So now we know that she's going to say something based on speculation. In other words, she thinks he's dead. And therefore, this taina that she has, this claim in court to believe me, because if I wanted, I could have lied and you would have believed me, you're right. That's when we think maybe you're lying, maybe you're not. So then you're saying you're right, you're not lying. And yes, it's true, you think he's dead. And there's no reason for us to suspect that you're lying, because if you wanted to lie, you could have came in there and not said anything about the war and you would have been believed. But now that you're making this chazaka, you establish this fact that there is a war, and that much we do believe you. Now, but we believe you that you think he's dead, but because of the dummy, you think so, but maybe he's not dead, because by wartime we suspect that spouses would go a little bit over the edge and say that, oh, he's for sure dead, because there was shooting and there was all this thing and he got shot and for sure he's dead, but maybe he's not. And therefore the question is, would we utilize Mali L'shaka to say, but ultimately you're believing me, and if it's based on me that you know that there's a war, so believe me to say that he's dead, because I could have been believed without saying that, or do we say that no? Because now that you established that there's a war, although yes, you're not lying, but you think you're telling the truth, and maybe you're really not, based on Bididami. So the Gemara says, Tashima, come in here from the following Braisa that will prove regarding this question. The Braisa says that if a woman comes and tells Bezin, Ishnu aleinu bayis. They smoked, in other words, they lit the house on fire that we were in, and the whole house filled up with smoke. Ishnu aleinu ma'ara. We were in a cave, and they smoked up the whole cave. And therefore, hu meis, v'ani netzalti, my husband died, and I was saved. So the Bryce says, ein in amenas. She's not believed. Now, this case is, she established the situation. She set the table by saying that there was this type of a war, meaning that they were burnt up our house. Now, and yet the Bryce says that she's not believed, and we do not say mali l'shaker. In other words, she could have just said, look, my husband's dead, I want to get remarried, and she'd be believed. But she said what the circumstances were, which was that there was a fire. There was some type of a fighting. Oh, you said that there's some type of like a Muhammad type of thing, like a war, like a fire? Oh, so maybe you don't know what really happened. You're just doing bididami, you're assuming. And although she has the claim of mali l'shaker, we don't believe her. So we see that the answer is that she's not believed. And we say, we do not say mali l'shaker. Something else says, no, it's not a ride from that price. Shani Hassam, the case of the price is different because what is she saying? She's saying that the house, the cave filled up with smoke, and she ran away. Now, as the Gemara is answering, is what she essentially is saying is that she didn't wait to see that he died. Now, all she's claiming is that it filled up with smoke. Now, regarding that it fills up with smoke, and the Gemara says, Damrinala, we tell her, just like a miracle happened for you, that you were able to escape the burning house, also a miracle happened, he was able to escape from the burning house. Now, that stands in contrast to the case we're asking regarding a war, where we could say that she wouldn't say that he died if she didn't see that he died, because if she wanted a lie, so then she wouldn't have said that there was a war in the world. So obviously from the fact that she's saying it, there we say that she's saying, I saw him dead. But by the case of this Bryce, as the Gemara is answering in the Teretz, is that she's not saying I saw him dead. She's just saying that there was smoke and there was fire and I was able to get out. And they tell her, yes, you were able to escape, but so too he could have escaped too. But if she would have said that he died, then it would be the same by Muhammad, and therefore maybe they would say that she would be believed based on Mal Lishakar, but the case of the Bryce is not a riot because she's not saying that she saw him dead. She's just saying that there was a fire and she escaped. So Tashima, the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya regarding which side of this question from the following Bryce. If a woman says, she comes to Bazin, Naflu aleinu ebdu kachavim, there were non-Jews that pounced upon us. Naflu aleinu listim, that there were robbers, bandits that pounced upon us. Humeis v'nitzalti, he died, my husband, and I was saved. So on that, the Bryce says, nemenis, she's believed. Now this case is, she set up the circumstances. They didn't know anything, the circumstances of how he died. She said, what happened? And she's believed. So we see that although it's like a Muhammad type, there was some type of a ambush, and by Muhammad, we say generally she's not believed, but because she's the one that created the circumstances, we say she's believed, because she could have said, I have to lie? I'm not lying. If I wanted, I wouldn't have told you about bandits. And therefore we believe her. So you see that you do say Mal Lishaka. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya either. Okay, Hosam Kidrav Idi. That Brisa is like the halacha that Rav Idi Bar Oven says, where since here is not a full-fledged war, this was like a small little ambush, where she was with him, there's no concern for bididami, for speculating, for conjecturing. Because there actually, she will wait, and she'll see that he died. And the reason is because a woman is not afraid of bandits. Why is that? Dam Rav Idi, where that's based on the halacha of Rav Idi, where he says, he says that Isha, a woman, klei zayin olah, which literally means to say that she has her weapons girded on her. Which Rashi explains in Masechta Avodah Zarah that the bandits are not going to kill the woman. Rather, they're going to have beer with her. And once they have beer with her, they're not going to kill her because they had beer with her. And therefore, she's not afraid of the bandits because she knows they're not going to kill her. They'd rather have beer with her. And therefore, she waits around to see that her husband died. And therefore, there's no concern for the dummy. Whereas, in regards to Muhammad, although, yes, you said the circumstances, but once you made the chazak of Muhammad, maybe then we would not believe you because you don't have Mal Lishakar that could be Maruch Cheskasin because you have Bididami. But here where there's no Bididami because again, she's not afraid of the bandits. That's why she's believed, but maybe generally she would not be believed. So again, we have not resolved the question. Now the Gemara brings a story regarding this halacha that Ahu Gavra, there was a certain man, the Bishili Hilule, that at the end of his wedding, Itli Nura Beganani, so the place of where he was staying, the wedding area, went up in flames. Now, Amar lo hudibesu, so his wife, was the bride, was telling to all the people around, Chazu gavrai, chazu gavrai, look, there's my husband, there's my man. Now, also they came, they saw, because the house was going up in smoke, which is my husband's there, and they came, Chazu gavrai, they saw a man that was consumed by fire, Charecha d'shti, that was strewn, all burnt and charred, Ufista didah d'shadya, and there was a burnt hand laying there on the floor. Now, Savra Bchibar Avon Lamemus, Bchibar Avon thought to say, Hainu Ishnu Leinu Bayis, and this is why the Gemara is bringing in this story, it's related to one of the Bryces that we introduced as an attempt to answer the question that we had started off with. He thought to say, it's the same as that Bryce says when the woman says that the house was on fire and it was full of smoke, and Ishnu Leinu Ma'ara, and that the cave was full of smoke, where we said over there that we tell the woman, you're not believed to say he's dead, because just like you survived the fire and you got out, so too your husband could have gotten out. And therefore, Chibar Avon wanted to say the same things over here, where although she's saying my husband was in there, but just like you escaped, so too your husband could be escaped, and therefore we're not saying for sure that he died. Now, that Amar Rava, Rava said, me dummy, can you compare this story to that Braisa? Hasam, in that Braisa, like Ka'amr Chazu Gavroi, she didn't say, which means to say in the moment, say, look, my husband's there, my husband did that. She didn't say that she saw him burning to his death. So there, yes, you could say that just like you escaped, so too he escaped. But here, we have reason to assume that he did die there, because she said, look, she was pointing him out that he's dying. Void, moreover, in this story, Gavra Charecha Dishti, you have a charred person that was laying there, Ufisti the other Dishad, you have a charred hand laying there. It makes sense to say that just like she was screaming that he's on fire, and we see a burnt person to death laying over there, it makes sense to say it was the husband, and therefore she would be believed, Rabbi wants to say, and therefore she would be able to remarry. Now, Rav Chibar Avim, the Gemara explains what was his understanding of why he compared it to the Braisa. He says, no, it's the same thing, because Gavra Charecha Deshadya, although you have a dead person that was charred to his death there on the floor, maybe say it was a different man that came to save them. And then the fire consumed him. Now there's different versions about whose hand this is going on that's charred there on the floor. Either one Gerson and Rashi is that it was that other man that died, that it was his hand that fell off that was charred. Or some say it was actually the hand of the husband. But either way, as the Gemara says, is Nura Itliya. The fire took hold of the husband, v'isyolid be'mumen, he developed a blemish, meaning he got scarred by the fire, and therefore, umachmas kisufa azlavar klam, because of embarrassment, because of the dangers that could happen to a person's skin, and different types of disfigurement, because of a fire, so that embarrassment, he went and he ran away, and therefore there's no riot, there's no proof that he died, and therefore, they wanted to say, just like you escaped, he could have escaped, and although there's a dead person, there could be someone that came to save. And there's reason to believe, actually, that the husband would run away because of being disfigured. And therefore, Chibar Avon held it is the same as the Braisa, and therefore she's not believed to go ahead and marry someone else. Now, relating to the topic, so the Gemara didn't resolve that question. But now the Gemara, related to the halacha of our Mishnah, which was regarding when a woman says that her husband died, and we say it depends if it is wartime or not. See, by the way, they had the following question. Eid echad bil milchama. If, let's say, we know that there's war in the world, and one witness comes and says to a woman, your husband died. So the question is, Mahu, what would the halacha be like over there? Is he believed or not? As the Gemara explains the question. Time of day, as we learned in previous parak, that generally one witness is believed when he comes and he says that your husband who was overseas, he died. Now the reason why he's believed is because Mishum Demilsa David Ligluya Hulay Meshaker, because why is he believed? Because something that's ultimately the truth is going to come out. If the husband really is just on a business trip and he comes and says your husband's dead, he's not going to lie about it, because one day the husband's going to come back. And therefore, we believe him because something that's going to be revealed at a future time, a person's not going to make a lie out of it. So, Achanami Lemeshakas here also would say, so the one witness is believed because he's not going to lie, because we don't know. So he went to a war-torn country, but he's not going to lie, because if the husband's still alive, he's going to come back. And therefore, he's not going to make this stuff up. And if he says he's dead, so then he's believed and he's not conjecturing or making anything up. Or maybe not. Maybe time of the erechad, maybe the reason why one witness is believed in that other halacha, when a witness tells a wife that her husband died, is not because of that we believe him, because he's not going to lie. Rather, mishum dehi gufa daiko mitzvah. It's because it's not based on the witness. It's just, that's just enough to get it going. But it's because when the woman hears about this, she's going to investigate and she'll make sure that it's true, and then she gets married. But v'halcha, and the gersois take out the gers in the brackets, is lo daiko mitzvah. Here, she won't be precise and then go ahead and marry, because actually both of them will be conjecturing, both the witness and the wife, because the woman will say, yeah, yeah, it's true, like you said. Oh, of course, there was a war going on, there was fighting, and they're just killing everybody. Of course he died, and she won't be clear about it. And therefore, maybe in such a case, when there's a war in the world, we should not believe the one witness. So what's the understanding of the Eid Echad? Is it because his nemanis, because he wouldn't lie, and therefore we'd believe him even during wartime? Or is it based on her investigation, which she will not investigate so well by wartime, and therefore we would not believe him? So the Gemara says, Amar Muhammad, he says, Tashima, coming here, we can bring a raya from a Mishnah later on, Daf Kav Chav Beis Amud Aleph, that Amar Bekiva, Bekiva says, Kishe Raditi L'Narda L'Abra Hashana, when I went down to Narda to make it into a leap year, Metzasi Nechemi Ish Beis Le, I met Nechemia, who is from the household of the Li, V'Amarli, and he told me, look, Shemati, I heard, She'imasina Se'isha Be'eretz Yisrael Peirach, I heard that the rabbis do not let a woman get remarried based on the testimony of one witness. El Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava, besides Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava. So Rabbi Kiva says, V'namti lo, and I told him, K'enadavam, yes, it's true like you're saying. So Amarli, so Nechemia told me, Amalhem Mishmi, tell the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael in my name, Atam yodim hamedina hazu mishabeshes begiyasis. You know the country that I'm in is ravaged by wars and armies that come and fight. Now, but kach mechablanim Reb Gamliel hazaken. This is the tradition that I receive from Reb Gamliel the elder. Shemesin ha'isha piyedecha, that you can marry a woman based on testimony of one witness. Now, that's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, my medina mishabeshes begiyasis. What was Nehemiah saying when he says that the country that he's in is a country that's war-torn by different marauding type of troops and armies? Lav, wasn't he coming to say this idea? That Afa gav de medina zu mishabeshes, even though the country that I'm in is full of armies and wars and always these ambushes going on, but kach mekablani shemesin al peyerech, in spite of that, this country that I'm in, if a witness would come and say that the husband died, that we would marry based on that one witness's testimony. So Almeida Eidech Mehemet. So you see from that Mishnah, based on what Nechemi was saying, that we marry a woman off with one witness, even in a place where there's a Mohammed. So that answers the question. Now the Gemara says no. Amar Rabbi says no. Ihachi, if that's what Nechemi was trying to say by pointing out that his country is a war-torn country, so Maishna Medina is this. So what would be his point by saying that this country? He should have said, he should have said that any place where there are armies, then we'll still believe this one witness. So if that was his point, he would have said that. So Elam Rabbi, rather Rabbi says, no, what Nechemi was saying was something totally different, unrelated to our question. All he was saying was that you know that the country that I'm in is full of bandits and armies and wars. Now, his point was, therefore I can't leave my family under these types of conditions and come and say testimony in front of the rabbis. But you should just know, but this is the tradition that had name Gamliel, that you can marry a woman based on one witness, and you go tell them, because I can't because of the wars that are going on. I have to protect my family. But it has nothing to do regarding the halacha of Eid Echad to marry off a woman during a wartime, because that wasn't his point, and therefore the question is still not resolved. So the Gemara says, Tashima, coming here from the following Braisa that could resolve this question. The Braisa says, Maisi b'shnei tamid ha-chacham. There was an incident with two Talmudic scholars. Shayboin im Abba Yosi ben Simoi b'svina. They were on the same boat as Abba Yosi ben Simoi, v'tava, and the ship went under and it sunk. Now, v'hisi Rebbe neshasein ha-pinashim. Rebbe went and married off their wives based on the testimony of women. Women said that they died, so Rebbe believed them, and their wives were able to marry. Now, that the Gemara points out, v'homayim, now, regarding water, k'mochamadami, it has the same characteristics as a war. In other words, the same element of what's called bididami, where you can speculate and conjecture by war, and there was shooting, and the whole platoon died, and everyone was died. The person that starts assuming and speculating, oh, for sure they're dead, and they come and say, yes, he died, even though they didn't see that he actually died. Now, water is the same thing, where someone drowns, you don't know for sure that he's dead, but you assume, yeah, everyone drowned and for sure didn't die. Now, So that's a case of Milchama. V'nashim, and regarding the testimony of women, afilameya ke'ed echadami, and regarding halacha, women are not genuinely believed to say testimony in Bastin. Now, when they are believed, it's even when there's 100 women, they still have only the status as one witness. Meaning, for example, regarding the death of a husband, we believe Eid Echad. So women are like, even if there's 100 of them, they always will have just the status of like one person. So we have one aid, because that's the equivalent of no matter how many women there are. And we have Milchama, because that's what water's like. Yet, V'ketani Heisi, and we see that Rebbe married off the woman based on their testimony, so we see that an Eid Echad is believed, because again, many women is like Eid Echad, even the case of Milchama, because that's the case of water, which is the same Bididami like Milchama. Now the Gemara says, wait, but Tisbra, can you really think that that's the same case to prove from that Braisa? But mayim she'ein lehem seif ninu, when you have a ship, the water that you're in is unlimited water. In other words, as the Gemara explains in Daf Kaf Chaf Alef, that if you're standing in a place by the water and you can't see all the four ends of the body of water, that's called mayim that don't have an end. And mayim she'ein lehem seif ishta asur, regarding water that you don't see where the end is to see, make sure that the person's not coming out on shore and you therefore know for sure that the person died, there, the woman's going to be forbidden. And that is, how can you even say this halacha in the first place? Because even if you have valid two male kosher witnesses that say that he drowned, even then the woman cannot go ahead and marry someone else, because maybe he floated, yes, he was underwater, but he went and he floated up in a different place and he came out. It's because you don't see all the ends. Maybe they went somewhere where you couldn't see. So the whole case of the brisa doesn't make sense in the first place to say that you'll prove from here, because even Eden Kshem wouldn't be believed in water. So rather, what do you have to say the case of the Brice is the Amri Askinu Kaman. So what do you have to say? That no, they weren't like assuming because he went underwater, oh, so he died and that's what he believed. Rather, the case is talking about, because of that, even Eden Kshem wouldn't be believed. Rather, it's talking about that they pulled them out. They came with a rescue team and pulled out these men from the water, which are these two Tamid Chama, as we see on Tamid Beis. The Chazinu La'altar, and we saw them, these two people, immediately. Now, the Ka'amri Simanim, and they said the identifying features of these people. Now, the reason is because if they didn't give identifying features, even though they pull out two people, we would be concerned that they're actually two other people. Because what happens is the water changes the figure of the person, the face, and all the different features of the person. Therefore, it's not so recognizable. So what are you going to say? The only way we would believe anybody would be that they pulled them out, and they saw these are identifying features. They know this feature of that person, and that's why they believe the women. So therefore, there's no raya from the braisa, because the lava laisam chinon, they weren't relying on the testimony of the women to say that it's like an eid echad, which will believe them even in the case of like mayim, which is like a mochama. Ela simonim, we're relying just on the identifying features. Nothing to do with them. It's the features that were there that we believe, and we trust the features, and therefore there's no raya to the question that we're discussing, which is when we rely purely on the testimony of one witness, would we be concerned for the bedami or not? Here it's different because, A, it's not the same element as Malchama, because we're not talking about that water that you can assume or not, because by Mayim Shem Mesev, we don't believe anybody. And moreover, regarding the other element of Eid Echad, it's not because of Eid Echad, it's because of the Simonim, but not because of the testimony. Now, related to this Braisa, as we said, this doesn't clarify, doesn't resolve the question that we had asked, but the Gemara introduces a different halacha that relates to this Braisa. Gemara says, "Hu gavra defkaded shum shmi gavi chaver." There was a certain man that deposited sesame seeds by his friend. Now, omalei, so the person that gave over his deposit says to the person, "Havli shum shmi, give me back my sesame seeds." So omalei, so the person that was watching it said to him, "Shaklasinu, you took it already. I already give it back to you." Now, so the depositor says to him, "But vachin vachin havim, but there was a certain amount, this amount of sesame seeds that I gave you." And it's in the jar, which is by you. Go check the jar and you'll see that exactly the amount I told you that I gave you is there. Obviously, you still have the sesame seeds. You didn't return it. So Malay, so the person that was watching it told him, "No, didach shaklasinu, yours you took already. These, they're other sesame seeds. They're mine. They're not yours. And therefore, I don't owe you anything." The Gemara says, "A sabra of chizla meimer, of chizla thought to say, that this is the same as this previous brace that we brought of these two Talmudic scholars that Rebbe went and married off their wives based on the testimony of the women. Now, as we explained before, it wasn't their testimony. It was the identifying features that they said, because we wouldn't necessarily believe them. It's the simonim, which means to say is that we don't say that there was different men that had drowned, which had the same simonim as those men. No, we say the simonim, identifying features, say that this is the what we had always known who had the simonim, and we don't assume that there's other people that have the same simonim. And, as the Gemara says, we don't say that, oh, those two people went somewhere else, and these are other ones. And therefore, the same thing is regarding the sesame seeds, he thought, is the same thing. No, if the person gave account of the sesame seeds, which he said is in that jug, now, if the same amount of sesame seeds is in that jug, that's a simon. We don't assume that there's some other sesame seeds of the person who was watching it himself that has the same amount. No, if this is a simon, we assume that the simon is a simon, and we don't say that it's possible that another element that has the same simon took its place. Now, Amalei Rava said to him, no, me dummy, can you compare, as we had on Amanav, a similar discussion, can you compare your case to the Braisa? Hasam Kamri Simonim, they're the women who saw these two dead men, these two Talmudic scholars. They said identifying features. Now, Hacha, Shumshimi, my Simona is Lahu. Now, you can't have identifying features in sesame seeds. Sesame seeds are as universal as they come. Now, with the Ka'amr Kain Bekain Havin, from the fact that he said, but this was this and this amount, you could say that it just happened to be the same amount. It doesn't identify that this is yours, because you can't have identifying features in the sesame seeds. But however, by the case of the two Talmid Chachamim, there was identifying features in them. There we don't say that it's possible that there are men with the same identifying features, and therefore they're believed. But here the simonim would not be believed, because an amount is not an intrinsic simon, and there we could say that it's possible that he has the same amount of sesame seeds. Now, but the Gemara asks, Omele Mar Kashisha Bar Rav Chisda L'Rav Ashi says, is it really true that we're concerned that what was originally there with a simon, which is what this guy is telling him, look, check in your jug, you didn't ever give it back to me, check how many sesame seeds there are. Now it's this and this amount. And he checks and he says, yes, it's that amount, but it's mine. So on that, Rava said that, yes, we believe him. So on that there, that Rav Markashisha is asking that, is there really such a thing that we're concerned that what was there was cleared out, and then we put in something different? But now we're learning the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni that says, Motzikli, if let's say you find a vessel, because of a love, Kuf, it has the letter Kuf on that vessel. So on that the Mishnah says, carbon, we assume what's inside is money for a carbon, which is hektish, because that's what the letter Kuf represents. Mem, if let's say it has the letter Mem, we assume it's alluding to that inside is Maaseh, it's the tithe produce. Dalas, let's say there's a Dalad. Dimua, we assume that that's referring to the word dimua, which is that there's some chulin that got mixed with truma, where the only one that could eat it is a kain. So you put it away, that make sure that no one else eats it, because only a kain could eat it. Tes, if it has a letter tes. So we assume that it's tevel, untithed produce. If it has a tuf, then it's truma, which is that it's given to the kain. Now, the Mishnah explains, and the reason for this is because Shabbashas HaSakan, in times of danger, when the non-Jews decreed that the Jews cannot fulfill mitzvahs, so Hayikaisim Tav Tachas Truma, instead of writing the word Truma, which, oh, you Jews are keeping the Torah, you're having Truma, they wrote the letter Tav that they won't know. Now, but one thing that we see is that we don't say that, oh, maybe not. Maybe the Truma that was in there was removed, and they put something else in there. Now, although there's the letter over here, but yes, the reason why they had the letter Tav was because originally Truma was put in there. But maybe they took it out and they put in something else. We don't assume. And we assume that it's Truma, we assume that it's Tevel, we assume all these things. So therefore, why are you saying that the person who would give the deposit, that he was saying that, yes, you put it there, but I give it back to you. And we're saying that maybe it was taken out and maybe that the homeowner's stuff are in there now. But it seems from that Mishnah that we don't assume that it was cleared out and there's something else in there. Now, to that question, Amalei Ravin Rav Ashi, he says, what do you mean? Do you really think that we're not concerned for things being cleared out and that we say that maybe there's something else in there? But Amos Seifa, look at the Seifa of that Mishnah. The Mishnah brings that Rabbi Yossi Aymer, he says, no, afila matzah chabas, even if you find a barrel, the chasav alav truma, and it says in it, big letters, truma, hare elu chulin. He says, no, we assume that it's actually unconsecrated produce. And the reason is, because we go after the majority of a person's produce is chulin, not truma. Now the reason is, but it says truma on it. It's because Shani Omer Ishtakar have a Malay Truma. Yes, because yesterday it was full of Truma, so whoever was putting on the label is part of the label Truma. But a Pina, they cleared it out. And that's what we could assume, that people do clear it out and put in other things. And therefore we see from the Sefer that we do say that, and therefore it's not difficult on Rava, because Rava is correct in saying that although that this person's stuff was in there, but we say that it was cleared out, now the homeowner has hid his own stuff in there with the same amount of sesame seeds. Now, but it seems contradictory, but the ratio of the Mishnah sounds like that you don't assume that it was cleared out, and the Sefer says that it was. So the Rav, the Gemara says, the Kulei Alma Chashina and Shema Pina. Like Rabbi Yossi says at the end, and everyone would agree to that concept, that like Rava said, that we do suspect that it was cleared out and maybe other things were put in there. And if the Rav tells us it's chulin, it's more going to be chulin. But v'hacha ba kamifkin. So what are they arguing about? Marasar the Tanakama held, im isa de pineu, you're right. Things are generally cleared out, and therefore by the case of, let's say, Rava, we could say that it's not his sesame seeds, it's the homeowner's sesame seeds. But in regarding the case in the Mishnah in Masechta Maaser Sheni, where it had a tuff or a dallas, whatever it is, if it was that it was cleared out and something else was put in there, well then michba have a kafar. Then they would have taken off the label, erased it, the letter that was there. And from the fact that they didn't, obviously says that it's still truma or whatever it is that it's there. And not like Rabbi Yisi, who said that we'll assume that it's chulun. Whereas Re'idacham, Rabbi Yisi held that, no, ishtaluya ishtali. He forgot. But we assume that people are always changing stuff, taking out stuff, putting in other stuff. And although the old label is there, it's not a raya that it's truma. And therefore, if we will say that it's based on the raya that it's chulun. Or inami, another reason of Rabbi Yisi is that lefancha yashavke, that actually, maybe the person purposefully left on the truma label on. And the reason is because he doesn't want everybody eating it. Truma, oh, truma, you can't eat truma, it's for the kohen. Now, although you might be taking someone else's stuff, that's one thing. But he wants to actually save what's inside. So although it's chulin and that all everyone else will be eating it, he says, you know what, let me leave on the truma label. No one's going to touch it. And therefore, again, by the fact that there's a truma label doesn't mean that it's truma, because actually maybe the person purposefully left it there so that no one's going to eat what he has inside. Now, the Gemara continues with a related discussion to our topic regarding when people are saying testimony that someone died and if we have to be concerned for the accuracy of the report. So the Gemara says as follows. There was a story that Yitzchak Gresh Galusa, who was Bar Ach Seder of Bibi, he was the nephew, he was the son of the sister of Rav Bibi, have a Ka'azim of Kortava L'Aspamya, he was going from Kortava to Aspamya, v'shachav, and he died on the way. Now, Shalcha Mehasan, they sent a message from there, that Yitzchak Gresh Galusa, who is Bar Achsidr of Bibi, he was the nephew of a Bibi, have a Ka'azim of Kortava L'Aspamya, he was going from Kortava to Aspamya, v'shachav, and he died. Now, the question was, Michashin L'Trei Yitzchak, do we have to be concerned that maybe there was two Yitzchaks? In other words, and as Rashi explains, we're talking about a situation where it's not known. Meaning, if it's known that there was two Yitzchaks with the same name, of course we have to be concerned. Maybe it's not that one, it's the other one. You would have to investigate. But let's say we don't know of any other Yitzchak that goes by the same name, which Rashi used, like a Yosef ben Shimon, a common name. So we don't know of another person from that same city. So do we have to be concerned, but maybe that there is and we have to investigate, or not? Or we could say that we only know of one Yitzchak, and therefore, if he's the Yitzchak that died on the road, it must be that it's his wife that can marry someone else. Sabaya Machashin, Abai says you have to be concerned that maybe there is another Yitzchak that lived in that town, and maybe when we're getting the report, it's not really her husband, maybe it's a different man. And therefore, you have to first investigate. And Rav Amalekhish and Rav says, you're not concerned. And the reason is, since we don't know of any other Yitzchak, there's no reason to assume that there was. Now, however, Rashi points out, as the Gemara will say on the next daf, Nafkufta Zayin, that of course, if it's established that everyone knows that there's two Yitzchaks, of course, he would agree that you wouldn't just be able to marry this woman off because maybe it wasn't her husband Yitzchak, it was a different Yitzchak. Now, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, no, Minullah. How can I prove my point that you have to be concerned? Because of the following incident. There was a certain get that was found in the streets in Arda. Now, a woman came to Besdin to claim it and say that it's her get, and she wants the get to prove that she's divorced. Now, because it was written in that get, it was written these words, Bitsad Kolonia Masa, on the side of this city of Kolonia, Ano mi under Linya Narda, me under Linya from Narda, Patris, Visarechis yas polonis intasi. I let go and I sent out this woman, my wife. And that was the context of the get. Now, so the question was, do we give it to this woman who's claiming, that's my husband, that's his name, and you all know that's his name, and therefore this is my get, or not? Now, v'shulcha avu d'shmul l'kamid Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. So the father of Shmuel sent this question to Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. What's the halacha? V'shalach le'en, and he sent to him, tivdik nardah kulo. You first have to go ahead and check out the whole nardah to see, we know it was under loy nardah, but maybe there was another under loy nardah besides this woman's husband, and therefore, only then can you give her the get. Now, obviously, Abaye says, did you see that you're chayshish, even though we don't know of any other with the same name, but you have to make sure, and you are concerned before you know for sure. Now, Rav Ami says, no. Im Isa, if it's true the way you're saying the halacha, then yivda kala aylam mi baile. Why should it be enough just to take out neharda? You should have to go ahead and check out the whole world, because maybe there was more than one underlying neharda. But maybe he left and he went somewhere else. And you don't know, because now you check out Nardah and there's only one. But maybe there was another one and he went somewhere else. And if you're concerned that to say, oh, how do we know? Maybe there was another one. Maybe it's not this one. So then you would have to check the whole world. Ella rather, Rava says, there's no riot from that story. Mishum kvayde davu d'shmul hu d'shalachachi. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah is sent to check out Nardah, actually, you don't have to check out Nardah. Because if you would have to check Nardah, you'd have to check the whole world. It's only because of the honor of the father Shmuel that he doesn't want him to be considered like a fool to say, why did he ask something that wasn't necessary? In other words, he made such a big mistake. And truthfully, you don't have to check anywhere. Of course, if this is the only person, of course, you can give her the get. But because he didn't want to make him seem like he made this error, so he said, no, go check out Nardai and make sure. But Rava says there's no right from that story because the halacha would require you to check out the whole world. So why is he checking the Nardah? He didn't really have to. It's just because he wanted it to seem honorable in the sense of a good question. Yes, it's true, and go check out the Nardah. Now, Amar Rava, he says, actually, no, I mean, where do I know that? You don't have to be concerned with this. If we don't know for a fact that there's another Yitzchak, we assume it's that same Yitzchak. Because the Hanu Trey story did not give him a Mechuzah, there was these two documents that were being used to collect in Mechuzah. When it said on it, two different names. One said Chavi Bar Nanoi, and one said Benanoi Bar Chavi. Now, Va'agvi Behu Rava Bar Avu Azuzi. Rava Bar Avu went in his bezin, and he let these men collect money with these documents. Now, Va'chavi Bar Nanoi and Benanoi Bar Chavi, those two names. B'mechuzah Shchichituva. In Mechuzah, there's many people that have that name. It's a very common name. Now, in spite of that, Rava Bar Avuah went and collected with them when people came with these documents to say, you owe us money. And we're not concerned that it's really from other people. Now, therefore, as Rashi says, since regarding monetary law, where although that these people who they're trying to collect from, they have a cheskes mamon, and that we know that there are other people with the same names, and still we're not concerned, so regarding Isser, regarding a woman getting remarried, when it's not muhzik that there are other people with the same name. So for sure we're not going to be concerned to start thinking and assuming and speculating maybe that there's someone with the other name. You see over here where even if we know people have the same name and you could even take money away from other people with that same name, it's because we don't assume if you're holding the document, we assume that it's yours. And therefore, if we don't start thinking that maybe something else was different. And same thing over here, if we know that there's only one name and we don't know for sure that there is another one, so then we're not going to be concerned that maybe there's other people with the same name. Now, but the Gemara says, Abaye says, no. How could you compare the two cases? Over there, as we continue on topic of design and Aleph, Lamay Nechesh, when you're proving me from these two people with these different names, Chavi Bar Nanoi and Ner Bar Chavi, they're coming to collect, it says their name on it. What are you proving from there? What should the concern be over there? And that is, Ilan Nafila, if you're saying that, wait a second, if you, Abaye, are correct, that we start saying maybe they're it's someone else's and he has the same name. What do you mean? Someone comes with a document to collect money. What do you think? You think maybe it fell from someone else and then someone else with the same name came and found it and he's coming to collect and therefore you're saying according to me, you should say, wait a second, you can't collect. Let's make sure it's not that other person. Maybe there's someone else with the same name. It's not true because Mizazaribe. People that have loan documents, that have money owned to them, they're very careful with their documents. It's not being found by someone even with the same name. And Elip Bekadin, if you're saying that, no, it's just that the person gave it to him to safeguard. Now, how can you say that? Kivin the Shmei Kishmei, since they have the same name as you're saying that, oh, maybe it's someone else with the same name, Lemafkid Gabe, no one's going to be foolish enough where he has the same name as that other person to say, you owe me $100, and he signs his name and to give it to someone with the same name because obviously then the person is going to claim it's owned to him. So my Ahmed, what's one thing, Rabbi, you would say? That Dilma Masterle, because maybe the rightful owner of the document gave it to this person. Now, he was going to sell it to him. He has no qualms about selling it to someone that has the same name as him. But you're going to say that he didn't acquire it yet. And maybe he still wants to retract. And therefore, you want to say that, oh, if I was corrected, you have to have all these concerns of other people with the same names. Maybe we shouldn't be able to collect from him because maybe it wasn't fully sold yet. Maybe he still wants to retract. That, you can't have that concern, because Aesiais, which just that means literally letters, it means to say documents that are written with words, Niknes b'mesira. They're acquired by just being given over without making a formal type of an acquisition. And therefore, you can't say that he retracted or he wants to retract. It doesn't make a difference because the person has acquired it the second he got it. And therefore, what are you going to say? What's the concern? I could be Abayis is correct. And that is, of course, we have to be concerned that maybe someone else with the same name. Now, though you bring me a case that even when we know they're the same names, but still we're not concerned, that's because, of course, what should the concern be over there? That it fell? It's not falling. That he gave it to deposit with the same name? Of course not. And that he gave it to him, but he didn't fully sell it to him. He said, oh, you have the same name? Great, I have a loan against that person. You go ahead and purchase it. It's not true, because there, the fact that he's holding it says that even if the person was selling it to him, the moment he gets it, when he gets the Aesiais, he already acquired it. But Mesiris, so whichever way you look at it, there's no concern, and that's why, yes, the halacha was that you can go ahead and collect with those documents, but again, there's no proof to contradict what I'm saying, that when you find the document, when you find the get, we can't go ahead and divorce this woman and say that it's hers, because we do assume, until we know otherwise, that maybe there is another person with that same name, and that's why regarding the case of the Yitzchak, that then yes, you would have to be concerned that maybe there's another person with that same name.